And time once again for Cinema Chat, WEMU's weekly survey of all things movies and more. I'm Michael Jewett, who's in for David Fair today while he's away from the radio station, and always thrilled and happy to be able to speak with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. Hello again, and hey, movies. How are we doing?
Good. Well, it's always good to do a show with you, Michael, not only a music fan, but a movie fan. And there's a lot of exciting movie news this particular week.
Isn't it? It's just, you know, and I think it's exciting to just have movie news, too. So let's deal with it. Let's go. Movies.
Yeah, so in France, the Cannes Film Festival is the world's most acclaimed film festival is going on, and they're celebrating the art of motion pictures. Mm-hmm. We'll get some news out of that as that looks to wrap up later this week. But we're
They haven't awarded the major prizes yet, so we won't know that until next week. Okay, all right.
Correct. So. But the news coming out of the old good old USA is Black Widow, which opened last Friday and did a fair amount of business.
And I think Marvel fans are Marvel fans are just happy and thrilled to finally be back in a theater with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, happening again on the big screen. So a very welcome return. And obviously, I mean, this is the biggest box office weekend for a film since the pandemic, and it's done respectably even compared to, you know, the yardstick of a, you know, of normal business. So yep, welcome back Scarlett Johansson. I think Kate Shortland, the director, did a fine job with this. It's a great what is widely thought of as a swan song for the character. So yeah, very welcome return for Marvel, and pointing toward probably a healthy few months, very welcome healthy few months for the business of films.
Yeah, absolutely. So F9, the Fast and Furious franchise that opened a few weeks ago, grossed $70 million the weekend that it opened. And the Black Widow grossed $80 million. And that is on top of what Disney Plus did. They estimate that was about $60 million. And then international markets did a $78 million. So it's over $200 million worth of gross for that film.
More than respectable.
And they were very happy with that.
The notices have been good that this is a solid film, maybe not a spectacular film. I myself found it a little, almost too intense early on until it kind of like settled down and dealt with more of the more emotionally rich, you know, satisfying stuff with the character, the character.
Family story.
Yeah, right. It's a family story and kind of like this story of redemption and everything. I thought that part of the film was actually more satisfying than what was a really, really intense first act of the film. But, you know, it's just as it is. But I really enjoyed it. And you know what? You know, I was one of those people who was griping about, you know, they really needed to do a Black Widow movie years ago. So it finally arrived, much different than I thought it was going to be. But yeah, very, very satisfying swan song for Scarlett Johansson in the title role. So definitely check it out. Yep.
And you were sitting in an audience with in a theater.
I was, and it's, you know, if you're a fan of this stuff, if it's Marvel movies or Star Wars or anything that has like this big thing, I mean, this is like a Super Bowl for film fans. You know, it's like a big communal thing, and it's just great to be in that experience again. And almost, you know, I gotta say that actually being in a movie with fellow psyched, you know, fans kind of overshadowed the movie in a way, just the experience of being in a theater. Going to see a movie in a theater, be it, you know, a big Cineplex movie or something very, very quiet and intense, you know, in a so-called art house or whatever, there's just nothing like those experiences. So to have that, if anything, the last year, don't take it for granted. So yeah, it's pretty special. So big movies, small movies, movies in between. So yes, indeed. So whatever, you know, and there's a movie out there really for anybody and everybody. It's a great experience. So go on. Enough of me waxing.
Yeah. Summer of Soul this weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which is a spectacular film and amazing that it even exists. Questlove put it together from footage that had been sitting in somebody's basement for 50 years.
Right, this is his directorial debut. I mean, he really knocked it out of the park.
He did, and he, you know, edited all this material together. 6 weeks worth of festival that took place in 1969 in Harlem. But the thing that was so great about it, besides the performances, besides the music, was sitting there in a full theater.
Right.
And it was one of our smaller theaters, but a full theater with audiences that were totally, totally into it.
Oh,
they
yeah.
sang along with it very quietly, and also clapped at various points in times. And at the end of the movie, gave it an ovation an ovation. You know, the artists weren't there, but the audience was there to cheer each other on. And it was, and people walked out of the movie and everyone was saying, wow, what a great movie it was. And, you know, what was your favorite tune? It really was that collective experience of sitting in an audience that made it even more special than it is intrinsically. So
there's a lot
that made it great.
There's a lot of history, cultural, social, you know, history, you know, from 69 in Harlem to today, you know, the music and everything. A lot of resonance for today. You know, I think it's one of I rank it as one of the finest music documentaries I've ever seen. I thought Questlove really, really did a superb job with framing, you know, turning the actual event and, you know, framing a narrative, you know, really crafting a narrative around what that was about. And the contributions of, you know, different artists and the people who had, you know, audience members, superb. Hand the man an award already.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
And besides the big blockbuster movies, we're doing four what we call repertory series. So we're doing retrospectives and classic film festivals. And so we've got two director retrospectives, Spike Lee and Wes Anderson. We have a Studio Ghibli, which is a Japanese animation studio.
It's and the Japanese. Can't say enough about Studio Ghibli. Yeah.
And they're all doing great. So, you know, people are more and more coming back. You know, they want to be out and about, going out to restaurants, seeing people. Not everybody does. And you got to do what you do to feel safe. But we're fortunately in a town where a lot of people are vaccinated, where it is safe. And this week, to talk about those repertory film series, we're doing a bunch of interesting stuff. We've got the Royal Tannenbaums Bottle Rocket. Rocket is the Wes Anderson film that we're doing this particular weekend. We're doing Black Klansman on Saturday as part of the Spike Lee retrospective.
One of his more recent.
On Sunday, we're doing Nausicaa, the Studio Ghibli film, and then Jaws is the repertory film that we're doing on Sunday and Tuesday.
That film is still scary. That film is still scary. There's no way to not watch Jaws. Even though you know what's going to happen, you still.
It was Steven Spielberg's breakthrough film, and boy, it really broke through in a lot of really great ways. We're also opening a new documentary this weekend. It's called Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain. So that great chef and traveler who came to a tragic end, there's a really wonderful documentary that's been put together by an acclaimed documentary filmmaker, best known for 20 Feet from Stardom and Won't You Be My Neighbor, Morgan Neville. And the film has gotten great, great reviews. The other film that we're opening up this week, but we're playing only on Sunday and Tuesday, is Zola, which was heavily covered by NPR, well, well reviewed. And it's based on a Twitter stream that happened and then a lot of media coverage that followed. And they spent a fair amount of time putting this film together, so it came out the right way and really reflected the young lady who initially put that Twitter stream out and told the story in the right way. So really looking forward to that particular film.
It's almost like we're getting a new genre. I don't know what to call it, a genre, but films related to emerging or established social media or other platforms. Seems like in the last 10 years, this has become like a new, you know, film inspired by something on Twitter. Film is something, you know, it started in a Reddit page or something like that. It'd be interesting to see what these films are going to be like in the next 10, 15 years.
Absolutely. Well, it's a new story source. And there's great stories out there that are on, you know, Twitter and email and various kinds of blogs and other streams that come through. So, well, we've got those great films that we've talked about. We're keeping In the Heights for another week. If you haven't seen Truffle Hunters, it's the great documentary hit of the summer.
That's it. It's become like it's a movement now. Yeah, it's a movement already. Yeah,
it's true. And then a film that was put together by Farmington Hill natives, Heidi Ewing. It's called I Carry You With Me, a really interesting story there. She started it off as a documentary film, but thought she could tell the story of the two gentlemen that are the focus of the documentary as a fiction film. So they took the it's based on a true story. It's based on real people, but it is a narrative film, and it's terrific. I saw it at Sundance back in 2020, which is also when Zola premiered back in 2020 at Sundance. So lots of great stuff to see out there. We'll be talking about the wrap-up of the Cannes Film Festival next week. And hope everyone has a really good art fair this particular week, and we'll be talking to you next week. So thank you so much, Michael. It's always great to be on the air talking movies.
Always. You know, it's great to have them back. It's great to be back. And yeah, there's no shortage of choices. There's a movie out there for anybody and everybody. Really can't say enough about Summer of Soul. Go have some Marvel fun. Go check out a repertory film. It's definitely happening. Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater, yours truly, Michael Jewett. Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from an effervescent theater. See you at the movies.